Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today we celebrate the memorial of Saints John de Brebeuf and Isaac Jogues and their companions, martyrs. And from the United States, we hear from Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton-on-Hudson, New York. Her preaching today is entitled, A Letter to Us.
A reading from the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 15 to 23. Sisters and brothers, I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know God, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which God has called you. What are the riches of God's glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of God's power for us who believe, according to the working of that great power? God put this power to work in Christ when God raised him from the dead and seated him at God's right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And God has put all things under Christ's feet, and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Right now in Rome, an assembly of Catholics, bishops, priests, laywomen, and men from around the globe meet at round tables to continue in a second session their sacred dialogue on how to be a synodal church in mission. As I prayed and reflected on the passage we just heard from the opening chapter of the letter to the Ephesians, I felt a real communion with those at the synod. Here in the words of this Pauline letter lies a very basic foundation for being church. It comes to us as a prayer of thanksgiving from the author to a new Christian community with whom he had spent some time. And now, away from them, hears wonderful reports on how they are being church. His gratitude for what he hears about them pleases him so much that he is prompted to elaborate on his fondest hopes for their ongoing living out the depths of their baptismal grace. He frames those hopes in a beautiful prayer for how their baptism might take effect in their lives. For many years, I have liked to use the J.B. Phillips translation of the New Testament. Phillips calls his work a modern English translation. What I especially like is his rendition of the epistles. Part of his translation of today's passage from Ephesians uses the following words, and I quote, "May the God of our Lord Jesus Christ give you spiritual wisdom and the insight to know more of God, that you may receive that inner illumination of the Spirit, which will make you realize how great is the hope to which God is calling you." End quote. Do we not desire the same today? Spiritual wisdom and the insight to know more of God, to have great hope? Is that not a prayer for the contemporary church's synod? The author continues by aspiring for two further gifts that God may grant to these new Christians. One is that they will know the magnificence and splendor of the inheritance promised to Christians. The other, that they will know how tremendous is the power available to us who believe in God. From the Vatican Synod to each of our personal experiences of church, like the early Christian community at Ephesus, we are all invited to really listen deeply to this prayer and make it our own, individually and in communion with other believers. We are invited to ponder and wonder at one, the great hope to which God is calling us, then to wonder at the riches of God's glorious inheritance promised us, and to wonder at the tremendous power available to us who believe in God. The hope, the inheritance, the power available to us. Such pausing in wonder and awe will arouse our hearts to a gratitude as profound and energizing as that of our letter writer. How amazing is God's initiative in our inner life? It's from there that we are propelled to mission, the mission of Jesus Christ. On good days and not so good days, may remembrance of this beautiful and foundational prayer enlighten and guide us, sustain and strengthen all of us, as in all of our efforts, we work toward building a truly synodal church. Amen.